So far in John 3, we've seen that Jesus apprised Nicodemus of the conditions of seeing or entering the kingdom of God. Those conditions include the new birth, and breaking down a definition of the new birth, Jesus informs Nicodemus that birth by water and the Spirit is what he's talking about. Now, probably a majority of professing Christians in the world, I would say definitely a majority, believe that the water is a reference to baptism. There are good reasons to reject that interpretation. For instance, in Ephesians 5, Paul talks about the sanctifying ministry that a husband has to a wife. And he talks about the washing of the water of the Word. That's not baptism. That's a man ministering the Word of God, the Bible, to his wife. Of course, Nicodemus didn't have the book of Ephesians, but he would have mastered and practically memorized practically the whole of the Old Testament. He would have been very familiar with the passage in Ezekiel 36, where God says, I will take you from among the nations, I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will give you a new heart and a new spirit within you. There are some important scholars, a minority for sure, but men like J.I. Packer, this great popular theologian who just went to be with the Lord recently, who insist that this is what Jesus is talking about, this business of cleansing. We have to be clean. We have to be cleansed by the Holy Spirit, or we won't see the kingdom of God. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart.